in the lunchtime edition, Oystens Bear Garden and the general area to get a near $5 million renovation and sprucing up for the upcoming Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. Farmers complain that animal and crop theft are reaching epidemic proportions. One farmer calling for stiffer penalties, and a 16-year-old boy remanded after another youngster is stabbed during a melee in the city. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest.
How good is your motor cover? Well, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. No one wants to have a car accident, but accidents do happen when we least expect them. With ICBL Motor Insurance, you have the comfort of knowing that our Omniplus roadside team will come to your aid, your straightforward claims are settled quickly, and claims payments are guaranteed. Save 12.5% when you purchase new motor insurance online. You can also renew your policy and choose varying payment options using your Visa debit or credit card. It is that easy. Remember, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. Learn more at ICBL.com. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Oystens Bear Garden and the surrounding areas in Christchurch are to get a near $5 million renovation and sprucing up for the upcoming Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the finals of which are being hosted by Barbados. The announcement has been made today by Noel Lynch, chairman of the National Organizing Committee, during a media briefing at Oystens.
Now, as you know, this installation has become pretty iconic in Barbados as it relates to entertainment. I don't think there's any tourist that comes to Barbados from any demographic that does not come to Oystens. And Oystens is making a name for itself globally in terms of Barbados' tourism development. And we thought that it would only be prudent and sensible to ensure that Oystens was in pristine condition for the World Cup 2024. The government is going to spend just under $5 million, $4.7 million to refurbish this facility. It should be ready by the end of May.
He explained how the work will proceed, starting from tonight.
Most of the work is going to go on during the day. We're not closing the facility during the period of the renovation and upgrading because, as you can see, as you can look around and see, most of the stores are not open during the day. It's at night. So when the work is going on, there will still be substantial activity here. So tonight at 9:45 it is that we close, partially close, and we're going to get the works going and reopen by the end of May.
He also promised efforts to ensure small entrepreneurs benefit from the Cricket World Cup. A St. Joseph farmer complains that theft of crops and animals is reaching epidemic proportions in Barbados and is calling for stiffer penalties for perpetrators. Animal farmer Andrew Dixon has been circulating a video on social media offering a reward of up to $7,000 for information that leads to the recovery of one of his cows that has been stolen and for help in identifying the thief. He also called into VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program today to highlight the issue and afterwards spoke to Starcom Network News.
It's too wide and it's too easy for people to just believe that they could come in people's property and steal the bananas, the figs, the cows, and just go and spend 6 months in jail. As I said on Brass Tacks, I believe that if you make the penalty for thieving livestock or any farmers, because if you look at farming is what is going to keep us surviving in Barbados rather than importing all the junk that's coming in. So if you're serious about farming, and you want to encourage the farmers to stay in farming, you got to be willing to make the penalty ridiculous. You got catch stealing a cow or anything, 5 years. Give them 5 years for coming and stealing.
Mr. Dixon says he has reported the matter to the police and is willing to pay a reward. Meantime, the president of the Beef and Dairy Farmers Association, Annette Beckett, shares the concern. She tells Starcom Network News all sorts of animals are being stolen.
Unfortunately, this is not a only situation. This happens constantly with respect to farm animals, not just cows, but all the other sheep, even rabbits now are being stolen. And it is an unfortunate part of our culture in Barbados. Because when the animal is stolen, there is a buyer, and that is the problem. Because when there is a buyer, you have a reason to steal. And until we are able to cut that chain, it will continue.
The president of the Barbados Beef and Dairy Farmers Association, Annette Beckett, in the lunchtime edition. 16-year-old Jaden Moore Phillips of Parish Land, St. George, has been remanded to Dodds Prison after appearing in court charged with wounding. This resulted from a melee involving a group of youngsters who are all enrolled in a camp organized by the probation department. They were in Bridgetown last Friday when a fight started, during which one of the youngsters was stabbed. The stabbing accused appeared in court this morning and was remanded. But the chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, the grouping of private cane farmers, Mark Seedy, says there should be improvement in the sugar crop output this year despite some initial challenges.
There has been some improvement in the trucking, so more truckers have come on. You know, we're very happy with that. So a couple of our farmers, instead of having one truck, we're now up to two trucks, which is very important. Some of our farmers have had some challenges with harvesters, and in some cases they're not even old harvesters, they're newish harvesters. So that has set us back a little bit, but very luckily it seems that the factory seems to be working well, and we haven't had any more downtime or anything like that. So all in all, once we get some of the harvesters working again, I mean, there are some people who are using secondary harvesters, etc. We could have a little more improvement. You know, we're working all the time.
Agriculture Minister Indah Wira, also happy with the crop under the newly privatized arrangement. We'll hear from him in subsequent newscasts. Barbadians today got a spectacular show after crystals in clouds created a mysterious halo around the sun. Senior meteorologist Samelka Jackman.
There's a halo around the sun, so someone said it looks like a rainbow, a circular rainbow around the sun. So that's what's called a halo. So what happens is that the light from the sun is refracted off of a thin layer of cirrus, which is a type of cloud, and it has these crystals in it. So the refraction of the light from the sun is what's causing the halo. It looks really lovely. Of course, you can't really just look straight into the sun, so maybe you could take a picture and then you could see it. There is no concern. It's just basically something of nature that's very beautiful, so just enjoy it.
Senior meteorologist at Barbados Meteorological Services, Samelka Jackman. Internationally, Russia's military death toll in Ukraine has now passed the 50,000 mark. Our top stories. Oystens Bay Garden and the general area to get a near $5 million renovation and sprucing up for the upcoming Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. Farmers complain that animal and crop theft reaching epidemic proportions. One farmer calling for stiffer penalties. A 16-year-old boy remanded after another youngster is stabbed during a melee in the city involving a group of youngsters all enrolled in a camp hosted by the probation department. And the agriculture minister also pleased with operation on the newly privatized sugar industry setup as private cane farmers report the 2024 cane harvest progressing well. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.